We interrupt this program. This is a national emergency. Important instructions will follow. The following message is transmitted at the request of the United States government. This is not a test. A nuclear attack was commenced against the United States. 15 nuclear bombs have detonated in several areas across the country. At this time, all residents within a 400-mile radius of these areas should seek a fallout shelter. Fallout is a product of nuclear attacks. Prolonged exposure to fallout will result in certain death. If there is a nearby location that has been designated as a fallout shelter, go there now.
I'm very humble. I'm very humble. I'm very kind. I'm very empathetic. And I'm very compassionate. I have a heart. As of lately, I've been sensitive as fuck because I know who I am. And I know what I do for people. And I know that the things that I do it from the heart. But what I need for people to understand is, I've been through a lot to get to where I am today. The dream today is very funny. I'm very funny and I laugh at a whole lot of shit, and I have to, because if I don't laugh at a lot of shit, if I'm not high off my motherfucking ass and being elevated and being very high vibrational, I would have punched a lot of motherfuckers in the fucking face. People just be doing shit just to fucking do it. And even when you be kind to people, people still will fucking take advantage of you and run over you. It's like, if you don't set no motherfucking boundaries, people will play with you. Right? It's been a very hard, very, very hard 3 months, to say the least. And, you know, I've been very patient. I've been very, very calculated. And not only that too, but, you know, I've been getting into my spirituality. Yeah, I'm not bitch. I've been getting into chakras and my crystals and my meditation and my mental health. Yeah. Yeah, I got a therapist. I go to counseling. Mm-hmm. I sure the fuck do. Yeah. And I got my crystals and I'm learning about my chakras and I study astrology. Yeah, I do all of that. And I light my incense and I burn my fucking sage and I meditate. And if something make me feel uncomfortable, or if I feel like I gotta be pinned up against the wall, or if I feel like I gotta smack a bitch, I'ma walk away instead. That's what I'ma do. That's how I do things. Because, you know, I'm too pretty and too fucking rich to be going to jail, for especially for anybody. Like, people are fucking gross. People are gross as hell. Okay, let's just keep it all the way 100. People are fucking gross. Like, have you ever saw or just feel or just heard how stupid people are? People are fucking stupid. Sometimes I be feeling like I'm in a video game, right? And I be having to navigate through shit. And everybody around me is just fucking zombies. That's what the fuck this shit feel like. The dream today is very, very intelligent. Very intelligent, very wise. That is the dream. Who I am today, I'm not a stupid bitch. And a lot of people ask me like, oh, well, if you could go back to your 20s, because I'm in my 30s, you know, just for greater context. I know y'all ain't asked. I don't give a fuck. A lot of people People always ask me, like, would you go back to your 20s? And absolutely the fuck not. I will not go back to my 20s. First off, I was a stupid fucking bitch. There's a lot of shit that occurred in my 20s that I would never tolerate in my motherfucking 30s. Matter of fact, 98% of the shit that I did in my fucking 20s, I would never tolerate now. I wouldn't even tolerate it with a motherfucker. I wouldn't even tolerate it with a touch. I just wanted to let some be known that I know I'm going to get really huge and I know I'm going to get big and everything. And, you know, my ancestors don't play about me. My ancestors don't play about me. My God don't play about me. And the universe don't play about me. My divine powers, the powers that be, don't play about me. But I'm going to let y'all know right now, my ancestors don't play about me. My God don't play about me. Jehovah God don't play about me. You know, I got love. I got support behind me because I love and I support myself and I put myself first, which is something I should have did in my 20s, but I fucking didn't. So I'm doing it in my 30s. And I don't really give a fuck who has what to say about it. Another thing about me too, I don't give a fuck about shit. I don't give a fuck about shit that matters to you. Because I walk in my greatness, I walk in my power, and I love and I cherish everyone. When I come across people, no matter what their character or no matter what, I respect them. I respect them. And if I respect somebody that I feel like is, you know, that is special or that I put like a certain type on the pedestal and that person don't realize it, well, then fuck you. Because I didn't have to like, you know, put you on a pedestal or feeling special. I didn't have to put you in that motherfucking box. So if I actually like you and I motherfucking care about you, don't waste my motherfucking time. Don't come in my life and you not offering me shit. You not adding to my motherfucking life. Because I need for people to understand I work for everything I motherfucking have. If I brag about my motherfucking wealth or if I talk about my motherfucking wealth, that's because I work my ass off to motherfucking acquire it and I couldn't get no help in the motherfucking process. The dream today works hard and believes in hard work. Okay? I believe in working my ass off because nothing fucking comes easy. Nothing. I am not a spoiled fucking brat. Nobody handed me shit on a fucking silver platter. So I work hard and I believe in my dignity and I believe in my character and I believe that my word is absolutely bond. I am not going to sit back and make a fucking promise and I don't adhere to it. If I don't get back to that promise right a motherfucking way, just know I'm getting to that. I'm not the type of motherfucking person that's just going to say I'm going to do something and I don't motherfucking do it. And I don't just give a reason to fucking do it. And another thing, too, is that, yeah, I used to ghost people. I used to ghost people a lot. And I'm just going to motherfucking go back to doing that shit. Because the one thing about me is I don't go around treating people fucked up. So if somebody treat me fucked up and I just don't fuck with you, then I'm just going to walk away. I'm not going to sit back and argue. Not going to argue with you. Anybody got time for that? I'm not going to argue with you. The dream of today loves to be motherfucking high off her ass. Hell yeah. The dream of today. Here's the thing. I love to party and I like to be social. I love to be social. I'm a social fucking person. Okay. I like to be around people. But at the same time, the dream of today is a motherfucking introvert. And if I'm going to be around a whole lot of motherfucking people, I'm going to make sure I'm high as hell. If you ask, what do you mean high as hell? High off life and high off motherfucking weed. Kiss my ass. Yeah, I like cannabis. I like cannabis. I don't fucking drink, okay? Because alcohol is sugar and I don't eat sugar. So therefore, yeah, I like weed, okay? And I do cannabis. Do I smoke cannabis? Absolutely fucking not. Do I eat it? Absolutely fucking yeah. Yeah, so the dream of the day is a very different dream. The dream of today have goals, have dreams, have responsibilities, and walk and live in my truth. And I am a servant of my community. I'm a public servant. Not only am I a public servant, but the dream of today is happy and living her motherfucking dreams and living her best motherfucking life. The dream of today is twerking on her motherfucking bank account. That's what the fuck dream of today is doing. Dream of today is not worried about a motherfucking nigga being in her life and wasting her motherfucking time. The dream of today be kicking niggas to the motherfucking curb and kicking niggas out of her motherfucking life. That is what the dream of today is. I will dip on a motherfucker. I will dip on a motherfucker quicker than you could say, skirt. Yeah, I will. I don't give a damn. Fuck you think you is. Motherfuckers is walking around here acting like they motherfucking diamonds. All the while, they ain't nothing but a bunch of fucking copper. Like, get the hell out of here. And I know who the fuck I am. I'm tired of motherfuckers treating me like I'm some motherfucking fried chicken when I'm motherfucking a filet mignon. Fuck out of here. I'm a whole filet mignon. Motherfuckers out here treating me like I'm some motherfucking regular ass weed when I'm motherfucking blueberry kush. I'm blueberry kush out here. And motherfuckers out here wanting to treat me like I'm some regular ass weed. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not no fucking mids, my nigga. I'm indica. Get the fuck out of here. Play with your mama. Don't play with me. And people don't like it when you have to get assertive. People don't like it when you have to tell them. Don't be doing shit. People ain't got no manners. People ain't got no manners. The Dream Nicole of today has manners. Yeah, I take etiquette classes. I take etiquette classes as much as I fucking can. You damn right. The Dream Nicole of today has class, because the dream of Nicole of today is going to go into places where most people don't dream of going. I'm different. I don't want to fit in the crowd. I don't want to be that. And another thing too, the Dream Nicole of today is not getting no motherfucking surgery. The only thing that Dream Nicole of today will have is a motherfucking pretty ass teeth. I don't care. I believe in having straight ass teeth, straight pearly motherfucking whites, but my ass and titties don't really fucking matter. Yeah, I want my ass. The Dream Nicole of today definitely wants a nice big ass, but I'm not going to lay down on the table to motherfucking get it. And I'm not going to suck dick and swallow cum to get it. That's the Dream Nicole of today. The Dream Nicole today don't have to suck and fuck to get to the motherfucking top. And the Dream Nicole of today ain't going to suck and fucking get to the top. And the Dream Nicole of today will not suck and fuck to get to the top. Because the Dream Nicole of today is the motherfucking boss. And motherfuckers got to come through me and go through me if they want motherfucking status. If they want to be at the motherfucking top. I done been through a lot of things and I done allow a lot of fucked up ass shit to happen. I done got myself in a lot of fucked up ass shit. So I'm just going to let it be known right now. Yet there might be a sex tape, or there might be some motherfucking pictures. There might be some crazy ass shit that leak out there. Right now, there ain't nothing out there as far as I know it. But if there is something out there, I just want to let y'all know right now. If I didn't motherfucking leak it, it ain't me. If I didn't leak it, it ain't me. One thing about me, I'll leak my own shit. It don't matter what, if it's embarrassing or not. If I come across him on my motherfucking hard drive and it's me sucking a motherfucking dick, I'm releasing that. With my name tag and my motherfucking protection on it. I'm gonna make sure I get paid. One thing about me, I ain't embarrassed of shit. I talk about all the embarrassing shit I done been through, because I done been through it, okay? I was a motherfucking... Look, before my motherfucking straight ass teeth, I had crooked ass motherfucking teeth. I had a whole motherfucking gap and shit was really fucked up in my life. Okay, I was a broke ass motherfucking bitch, nappy headed ass fucking bitch, broke as fuck. Now I'm rich as hell. I'm rich as hell and a motherfucking stable as hell. And I got motherfucking abundance, okay? And I ain't living all super big and super motherfucking lavish, and I really don't want to. And I stay low key. I'm a motherfucking nerd. And I'm a geek, okay? But I done been through situations and traumas that made me into a motherfucking gangster, okay? So that just is what it is, okay? I'm a geek and I'm a motherfucking nerd. But at the same time, like I said, I'm a motherfucking gangster because I know how to fight. And I done been through mad motherfucking shit. And I done been on the motherfucking streets before. And I done lived in the motherfucking streets before, okay? I done been through a whole lot of motherfucking shit. Everything that I've been through got me to where I am today, which I am so fucking grateful for. I am so grateful that I'm where I am. And all of my traumas and my situations turned me into a very soft woman. I am so soft, y'all. I'm so soft. I am so soft. If I feel like something is like going to turn me into like where I have to like the one thing about, like I said, I'm not fighting. I'm gonna let it be known right now. I'm not fighting. I'm not beating nobody and I'm not smacking nobody, period. I'm not going to fuck the jail and I'm not being accused of motherfucking assault and I'm not letting nobody take me out of my character. First off, I like my weed. I like my wigs. I like my hair laid the fuck out and I like my nails done. I ain't got time to be breaking my motherfucking neck, breaking my knuckles and cracking my nails over an ugly bitch's skull who probably got COVID and HIV. And if I touch the bitch, my skin will fucking burn. I don't want no issues. I don't want no issues. I ain't trying to die and I'm not trying to go to motherfucking jail, okay? Like, I ain't trying to go to jail. I'm not with that, okay? I've been to jail. And I ain't going again. I ain't going to fuck again. So, yeah. You know, I'm not going to jail. I'm a lover, okay? Like I said, I'm in my soft girl era. All I want to do is I just want to love on a nigga. I just want to boo love on a nigga. I want to suck some dick, fuck some dick, cook a nigga. Not cook a nigga. Cook a nigga some food afterwards. And then we chill and shit. I just want to suck some dick, fuck some dick, and cook some food. And then lay up all motherfucking day. Like, that's what I want to do. That's life to me. Like, you know, and then, you know, make your money. Stack your money up. Make your bread. You know, I work hard. I work so motherfucking hard. And I be coming home. Sometimes I just want my booty rubbing my coochie lick. Is that... That shouldn't be hard to ask, right? Like, I just want to just get off of work and just be able to call up my nigga and just be like, look, yo, I just want to swallow some nut. I just go off work and I take a shower and everything. And I'm looking all good, feeling all good, smelling all good. I ain't got a dick to put in my mouth. I got Colgate whites, tongue all pink and cleaned off, roof of the mouth all brushed and cleaned off, ain't no motherfucking, ain't no goddamn shit in the tonsil filters and shit like that, you know, my mouth all clean and shit, ain't got a dick to swallow, goddamn. Well, here's one thing about me too. I don't like Pookie and Ray Ray. I'm not into Pookie and Ray Ray. I'm not into ghetto ass niggas. I don't like niggas that go to jail. I think I express this all the time in episodes, but I don't like niggas that go to jail. I'm sorry. I'm not putting money on your commissary. I am very selfish. If I was married to somebody for fucking 6 years and give him and wasn't sharing much money with his ass, and didn't like sharing money with his ass, makes you think I want to share money with you? No, I want a nigga who has money. I like rich nerds. That's what I like. I like rich Poindexters. That's what the fuck I like. I like rich nerds. I like men with jobs. I like niggas with jobs. I like niggas with careers. I like niggas with bread. You know? NWB, niggas with bread. I need to create a rap group. NWB, niggas with bread. That's what I like. Shit. Fuck around, start a hashtag NWB. You know? And so when I start finding myself in these odd situations where I feel like people, you know, when I feel like people are lying to me and I feel like people are being fake towards me and stuff, one of the things I do is I separate myself from the situation. So I let it be known either through someone or through that person. But either way, or absolutely like 95% through my actions, that I don't want to deal with that person. I don't want to be around that person. I want that person to stay away from me. So if I don't see that person as much, I usually, like I said, I'm very, very spiritual. So I pray. I pray to God. I pray to Jehovah God all the time. And I just pray and I ask him that if there's anyone around me who does not have my best interest at heart, if you can remove them. You know, I really pray. And a lot of times too, you know, like I said, I do tarot. So I always try to prepare myself for whatever energy or for whatever things, or kind of just try to what tarot does is it help me manage my emotions. It helps me manage whatever that I'm feeling. And it helps me to be able to identify a lot of things. It's not, you know, it's an energy reader for real. So I use that as my frame of reference. But I also, one of the things I do, I don't use my spirituality for evil. That's one of the things I don't do. I don't use my spirituality for evil. And yes, I do carry crystals on me, and I carry crystals that are very positive and that are all about abundance and all about doing shadow work. Another thing that I do too, like I said, I go to therapy, and I believe in therapy and my mental health. If I feel like I'm being burnt out, or I'm going to send over the edge, or if I feel like I'm about to crash and fall off a fucking cliff, I will address that situation head the fuck on right away. One of the things about me, I'm an employee person. So if I'm working in my workplace and I feel like I'm being stressed out or something, I'm going to take a fucking day off. I'm going to take a mental health day off. Like, fuck that shit. Like I said, you know, like I said, I'm very peaceful. So when I find that my environment is not peaceful or anything like that, I'm going to address it. I don't care about people's opinions. I don't care about people's feelings. And I don't care about the politics of anything else. Because at the end of the day, all I have is me. I don't have nobody fighting for me. When I come home and I go to sleep every night, I come home and I go to sleep by my motherfucking self. When I wake up in the morning out of my motherfucking sleep, I wake up out of the bed by my motherfucking self. So at the end of the day, that's it. And I'm a cut something off. One of the things too, I'm not arguing with people over shit. I don't give a fuck. I'm not arguing with people over shit. I'm not arguing with people over Twitter. I'm not arguing with people over Facebook. I'm not arguing with people over TikTok. I'm not arguing with people on social media, period. Because I know I'm being motherfucking watching. I know that people is calculating my moves every time, every motherfucking time. And the one thing about me, like I said, I care about my motherfucking bread. I like being rich. I have a lifestyle to motherfucking upkeep. And the last thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to allow some broke ass, bum ass, don't wash her motherfucking ass dingleberries all in the butt, dried ass motherfucking discharge lingering on her motherfucking thigh ass bitches, motherfucking stale short dick with motherfucking foreskin all over it, probably ain't seen a head of his motherfucking dick since the motherfucking Reagan administration ass nigga try to tell me what the fuck I need to be doing in my life, or trying to dictate some evil ass low vibrational ass shit to me. That's what the fuck I ain't having over here. So my defense mechanisms is high. And one of the things I am too, I'll tell a motherfucker off too. If a motherfucker try to come to me, I will use my communication. I'll tell a person off, but I'd rather the fuck not. I'd rather just walk the fuck away and just not be the fuck around. I'd rather just dip. Like, I'd rather just dip on the motherfucker. Like, and that's the thing. I'm not going to sit here and argue. And most of the times, I'm not going to be explaining myself to motherfucking adults who, by the way, probably did more years of school than I have ever done. Supposed to have way more motherfucking credentials and way more motherfucking status than I do. Supposed to have way more motherfucking opportunities and way more doors opening than I do. And busy treating people like shit and don't know how to talk to people and don't have motherfucking people skills and don't have an ounce of empathy or compassion or dignity or fucking integrity for that matter. And I'm supposed to be comparing and value myself off of this kind of fucking behavior? No, absolutely not. At some point, there has to be some accountability. And one thing about me is that I will take accountability for every single action, word, or anything that I motherfucking speak. And I stand 10 toes down on every motherfucking thing. Everything. The good, the bad, and the motherfucking ugly. Because one thing about me, I got motherfucking demons and I ain't no motherfucking angel and I ain't fucking perfect at all. I done been through some motherfucking shit. Okay? I ain't no moral compass. But one thing I need for people to do is to stop fucking playing with me. Don't play with me. I'm not the one to be played with. I am very, very kind and I always give people enough room to hang themselves. And I'm very fair and I'm very equitable. And that's just who I am. I'm very fair. I'm very equitable. At the same time, too, I am an introvert and I don't fuck with people like that. Do not get it twisted. I don't fuck with people like that. I don't fuck with these hoes out here. I don't do that. I don't do that. I stay to myself. I stay out of trouble. I don't go to clubs. Let's get it twisted. Let's not get it twisted. I do not go to motherfucking clubs at all unless I have to motherfucking perform and crack some motherfucking people up and get paid to do it. I am not in the club. I'm not for the aesthetics. I do not follow these motherfucking trends. I follow my own trends. I set my own trends. I set my own path, and I'm not following nobody's path. No, I don't want your advice. No, I'm not asking for it. Don't even try it. Play with your mama, not Dream. You know, like I said, my morals and values, I value character. I value people's word. I value the things that people stand on. I value family. I value loyalty. I value integrity. I value dignity. I value honesty. I value accountability, and I value responsibility. I value interdependence. I value intelligence, and I value emotional intelligence. That's what I value. I value emotional intelligence. I value happiness. I value that. I value productiveness. If it ain't contributing to the happiness and the well-being of someone, it doesn't matter. To me, if it's not contributing to my well-being, it doesn't matter. What does my well-being include? My spiritual, my physical, my emotional, my mental, and my financials. And if you're not putting money in my pockets nor signing my paychecks, I suggest you get the fuck on out of my face. If you're not trying to build with me, go on with your fucking self. That is my moral and my values, because I'm not coming into people's life if I ain't got shit to fucking offer. If I can't, you know, love don't motherfucking pay the bills no more, and neither the fuck does potential. So therefore, if I don't see you producing any result in my motherfucking life that's elevating me, you got to go, man. You just got to fucking go. Ain't nobody got time for this shit, man. I all I'm trying to do is get paid, bust nuts, and eat good. Bro, like, I'm not trying to be, like, it's too much, man. It's too much. I'm trying to chill. Just trying to fucking chill. You heard? Just trying to fucking chill. So that's why I always say, thou shall not play with Dream. Rule number one in life. The number one commandment in life is, thou shall not play with Dream. Thou shall not play with me. Okay? Because like I said, I'm very kind. I'm very smart. I'm very intelligent. And I am starting to fully get in touch with my emotional. And let me tell you, as someone who is an air sign, who is very smart logically, just know that I've done hung and sat with enough fake people. I done sat with murderers. I done sat with criminals. I done sat with scammers. I done sat with hookers and hoes and prostitutes. I done sat with drug addicts. I done sat with all kinds of fucked up ass deplorable people in life. I done sat with motherfucking people who will set you up. I done sat with informers. I done sat with infiltrators. I done sat with all kinds of people. And just know that I've never been close to any of the fucked up shit that any of these people have done. I have love in my heart. I have love. I'm a giver. That's why I work in the healthcare field to this very moment. That's why I'm a comedian. That's why I'm a writer, because I have love in my heart. And I want to be able to share happiness and beauty with the greater good. There's things that I've seen that I don't even think you guys have seen yet. But then there's things that you guys have seen that I haven't even seen yet. And one thing about me too is that I will always be a curious George. I will always have my inner child. So with that being said, I'm Dream Nicole, and Black First.